I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, March 28th. Quincy teachers will get double the amount of parental leave in the new three-year contract that was reached last week. Union President Gail Carvalho says the new agreement allows for 12 weeks of paid parental leave after childbirth. The contract also provides for increased teacher longevity pay and more classroom prep time. The agreement was reached last Friday after two rounds of negotiations with a state mediator and an outside attorney brought in by the city. Carvalho says teachers came very close to walking off the job over the contract dispute, but feels the new contract is a fair compromise. The union did not get the sick leave bank it was hoping for, but Carvalho says that will be part of future negotiations. The new contract runs from September of last year through August of 2025. It also provides 3% salary increases for each of the 3 years. The full teachers' union will vote on the contract next Monday at Quincy High School. A portion of Granite Street in Quincy Center will be closed tomorrow for a movie shoot at Malachy's Pub. Granite Street will be closed between Bergen Parkway and Whitwell Street tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Motorists traveling into Quincy Center on Granite Street will be detoured either onto the Hannon Parkway via the Granite Street connector or up Whitwell Street. The motorists traveling out of Quincy Center will be detoured north or south onto the Bergen Parkway. Police will be on scene directing traffic. The MBTA has gotten its long-awaited new general manager, a New Yorker with experience turning around another troubled transit system. Governor Mara Healey announced yesterday she's tapped the former Long Island Railroad president, Philip Eng, to take over the embattled agency following a months-long search. Between 2018 and 2022, Eng took the New York City commuter rail from its worst on-time performance in years to its best record ever. His resume also includes serving as chief operating officer of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York. Asked what his first priority would be, Eng said it's everything from safety and communication to partnering with the workers and investing in infrastructure, finding a way to balance the needs of today's riders and tomorrow's with urgency. One of two men wanted in connection with a deadly 4th of July shooting outside a Randolph Social Club is in custody, but the other remains at large. Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey announcing yesterday 29-year-old Sean Johnson of Worcester was arrested last week at a North Main Street residence in Webster. Johnson was arraigned last week in Norfolk Superior Court and pleaded not guilty to charges of murder, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, mayhem, and carrying a firearm. Morrissey said Johnson was ordered held without bail and will be back in court May 31st. Two men were shot in the parking lot of Mojito's Country Club on Maseo Drive at about 8 p.m. on the 4th of July last year. One of the victims, 29-year-old Ivanildo Cabral of Worcester, died of his injuries. Morrissey said 29-year-old Giovanni De Los Santos of Worcester was also indicted in connection with the shooting, charges of murder, assault and battery, and others, but he's still at large. A third person, 28-year-old Bianca Cioncino, was also indicted in December, charges of being an accessory. Prosecutors say she drove Johnson and De Los Santos to New York after the shooting and returned home without them. She pleaded not guilty and was released $5,000 cash bail. She's due back in court on June 9th. A man is dead after he was struck by a coach bus outside of a terminal at Logan Airport. 47-year-old Vishwanda Kola of Lexington was struck just before 5 o'clock last night on the Terminal B lower roadway at the airport. Kola was at the airport to pick up a friend that was parked at curbside at the Terminal B lower arrivals section. He suffered severe injuries and died at the scene. State police said a preliminary investigation indicates Kola was standing on the driver's side of his vehicle while a Dartmouth Transportation motor coach was traveling on the roadway. The middle of the bus struck Kola and dragged him along the driver's side of his vehicle. He died at the scene. The motor coach driver A 54-year-old woman declined medical treatment. The incident remains under investigation. Cleanup efforts continue along the coast in Scituate as residents along Minot Beach pick up the pieces following Friday night's fire. The massive blaze destroyed 5 houses and damaged 3 others, displacing at least 6 residents. Eversource was on site yesterday checking for gas leaks as disaster cleanup crews went through the damaged houses left standing. Some of the homes were only separated by 3 or 4 feet in some locations. Yesterday, the town officials said the cause is still under investigation, but all the structures that were destroyed have been taken down and the site is in the process of being secured. State Fire Marshal confirmed the house that the fire started in was under construction at the time. Chief Donovan said the wind was a contributing factor in spreading the fire, along with the fact that a couple of houses were empty. Power was restored to the area over the weekend. Homeowners will be responsible for cleaning up the debris. Quincy College has once again been designated a military-friendly institution and is one of just 250 U.S. schools to have earned the organization's Gold Award status for the 2023-24 academic year in recognition of its leading practices, outcomes, and programs. The nationwide military-friendly ratings program began 20 years ago as an advocacy vehicle to encourage civilian organizations to invest in programs to recruit, retain, educate, and advance veterans as employees, entrepreneurs, and students. In earning its designation from military-friendly, Quincy College was assessed for its ability to meet thresholds for student retention, graduation, job placement, loan repayment, persistence, and loan default rates for all students, and specifically for student veterans. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 194. The NASDAQ fell 55. And the S&P added 6. Asian stocks mostly higher as investors got some relief from worries over troubled U.S. lenders with the planned takeover of failed Silicon Valley Bank. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil almost $73 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins take on the Predators at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. Celtics are in Washington to play the Wizards at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, showers and drizzle with a high only in the mid-40s. For tonight, cloudy and damp, a low of 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 53. Thursday, partly cloudy and windy, high only in the low 40s. And mix of clouds and sun on Friday with a high of 53. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind out of the north at 5 to 10 knots. Next high tide, 5:44 p.m. Sunrise, 6:33, set at 7:05. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 28th.